Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And today we have Coach Kayla Allen on with us. Great lady doing some awesome things. And I'm truly grateful to have her on and truly grateful to share her story with you guys. So first, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Thank you for having me and for giving me this opportunity. I'm super excited.
Well, let's go. Well, let's dive into it. If you don't mind sharing with the audience, you know, a little bit about who you are and so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Okay. I grew up in Keller, Texas. I am a middle child. My dad is an aerospace engineer. My mom is a retired elementary teacher. I graduated from Keller High School in 2013. And I played volleyball at Keller, and I went to go play in college at East Texas Baptist University. I graduated there in 2016 with a bachelor's in math education and a minor in kinesiology. After I finished at ETBU, I went into my master's program. It was master's in education with a focus in sports leadership. And I had not originally planned on staying in Marshall. It's funny how things work out. I thought I would go back home to the Metroplex, home to my family. And God was pulling at me to stay in Marshall. So I stayed in Marshall. I was fortunate enough to get my first head coaching job at Marshall High School. I started coaching volleyball and softball and eventually moved to volleyball and track. I am grateful for my opportunity in Marshall. I've met so many people there that have impacted my life. And I got to be in Marshall for 5 years. I taught algebra. And then this last year, I moved to Cedar Park. And I coach and teach at Vista Ridge High School.
That's awesome. Such a neat journey. Some really cool things along that journey. But what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
So when you ask me that, a few things come to mind that I think have really shaped who I am today. And the first thing I would have to say would be my playing and college journey. I was easily not the best player when I came in as a freshman. And I had to understand that and accept my role as a player. My role was to make the starters better. And when I got an opportunity to make a difference. And so I worked hard. I embraced my role. And each year I started to see more and more play time. And by my senior year, I was a starter and I earned all conference honors. And that's something that I really feel like has made me who I am as a coach. Second thing I would have to say is kind of not related to my career, but running a half marathon. At first, it was a little bit of, hey, let's do this to give me a reason to try to stay in shape. And it was easily the hardest thing that I've ever done. But I did it. I didn't quit. And I finished. And not a lot of people can say that. Third thing that I think I'm most proud of is being a part of the history that we built at Marshall. Our team grew each year. I came in and the program went 7-30. And in 4 years, we were 28-13. And we won our first bi-district championship in school history. And, you know, obviously I didn't play on the court, but to be able to be a part of that, and I'm grateful to be in those kids' lives that when we achieved that, it was probably one of the best feelings ever, and I'm proud that I get to do that.
Good stuff. Well, just hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you discuss the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on
Thank you.
success. What is your definition of success?
So success to me can be two different types. You can have inner success, and then you can have your outer success. Your outer success, like titles, power, fame, money. Inner success, you've got overcoming obstacles, self-confidence, personal growth. And so I think that, achieving things that you desire, are you setting goals and are you reaching them? And then evolving as you grow. Are you getting 100% better every day? Just constantly learning. And then just loving who you are. Do you experience joy? Do you have peace? Are you confident? And I think all of that inner success attributes to outer success.
Wow. That is good. And that's deep and it's so true. I'll share this one with you. I believe that inner peace allows us to enter peace.
Okay, yeah.
So inner peace, INNER peace, allows us to enter ENTER peace. And when we have that inner peace about ourselves, all of the outer things really don't matter. We'll accomplish all of those things because we have an inner peace and we know ourselves.
Yeah, love it. Let's
Yeah.
go.
Let's go,
Yeah.
coach. Yeah. So when you shared that, that's what it made me think of that. And it's so true. I love how you broke that down and shared that. It's good stuff.
Thanks.
So as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and show you some love.
Okay, I'm on Twitter. That's probably my biggest platform is Coach Allen, Allen underscore KG.
There it is. Again, I just want to say, man, thank you so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much, Chip.
All right. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.